Sagt the Mishnah, if there's a door leading to a backyard, these doors were not proper doors, but were simply forced into place, requiring a full removal to be opened. Or thorns that are placed to block an opening in place of a door, or reed mats that are used in place of a door, all may not be put into place, even though they are attached to the doorway on Shabbos, unless they're hanging in a way that they don't touch the ground. The Gemara Brisa says that doors of the like that drag on the ground may be put into place on Shabbos and Yom Tov as long as they're attached and hanging from the wall, even though they're dragging. So Abaye said the Brisa is discussing where the door has a pivot, which makes it more noticeably a door, and therefore it doesn't look like construction is being done on Shabbos. Rava says even if they don't currently have a pivot, as long as it did have a pivot, that's enough. In fact, Gemara Brisa says that a door which is attached and hanging must be raised off the ground to be used on Shabbos. Abaye will say that the Brisa is where the door doesn't have a pivot. Rava will say we're talking about where the door never had a pivot. So Gemara Brisa says thorn branches and bundles of woods that were prepared to be used to close an opening in a chatzar may be put into place on Shabbos only if they are attached to the wall and hanging off the ground. Rav Chiya told a braisa that said a widowed door, meaning that it drags on the ground, may not be put into place on Shabbos. A widowed door is something which a door which is made of a single piece of wood, or others say it's that boards that are not held together by a crossbeam. Rav Yehuda said, if one wants to build a bonfire on Yom Tov to avoid the act of building, so you can't make he can't just build a frame and then put a roof on top because that would be making an oil. So instead, he has to first hold up the upper pieces, meaning what would be the roof in place, and then have the lower pieces, sort of the walls, be put into place underneath it. The same would apply to placing eggs on a grill. The same would be when placing a pot on barrels. The same would apply when putting together a bed, and the same would apply when piling barrels one on top of the other. A tzaduki said to Rabbi Shuv and Chananya, the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael are referred to in the pasuk as thorns, which is a seemingly derogatory term. If you had told him the end of the pasuk ends off on a positive note, and thereby clearly shows that it means the thorns in a positive way as well. What does that mean? It's meant to say that just like thorns protect an area with a hole in the wall, so too the tzaddikim protect the Yidden. Another explanation is that it refers to the tzaddikim crushing the Rishonim in Gehenim. Zakh the Mishnah, Rameh says, a person may not stand in Rosh HaYochan and unlock a door in Rosh HaRabim or vice versa, unless he has a wall 10 tefachim tall enclosing the area of the lock. The Rabbanan said to him, in the butcher's market in Yerushalayim, they would lock their stores while standing in the street, and they would put the key on the windowsill on top of the door, which was Rosh HaYochan. Rabbi Yeh said it was actually the wool merchant's market. Frech the Gemara, Rabbi Meir prohibited doing so from Rosh HaRabim to Rosh HaYochan. Why did Rabbanan try to disprove him from a story that took place in Yerushalayim, which Rabbi Rachanan and Rabbi Yochanan says has the status of a Karmelis, not a Rosh HaRabim? Rav Papa said, Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha that the streets in Yerushalayim are only a Karmelis when the walls around Yerushalayim were complete. The Rabbanan story was from a time when there were sizable gaps in the walls, and it therefore had the status of Rosh HaRabim. Rabbi says that Rabbi Meir also meant to discuss and prohibit doing so from a Karmelis to Rosh HaYochan, and it was on that point that the Rabbanan brought a raya from the story of Yerushalayim, which was also an Echanami, just a Karmelis. A Brisa says as follows, regarding a gateway with a locked door between a garden, which is the Karmelis, and a Rosh HaRabim, if there's a gatehouse on the garden side of the door, one may unlock and lock from the garden side. If there's a gatehouse on the Rosh HaRabim side, one may unlock and lock from the Rosh HaRabim side. If there's a gatehouse on each side, it may be unlocked and locked from both sides. If there's no gatehouse, unlocking and locking from either side is also because the key area is its own Rosh HaYochid. Similarly, a store that opens to the Rosh HaRabim, if the lock is lower than 10 tefachim, and therefore it's a Karmelis, one may place the key on the threshold of the door, which is also a Karmelis before Shabbos, use it to open and lock the door on Shabbos, and then return the key to the threshold. If the lock is above 10 tefachim, so it's Rosh HaYochid, one may place the key on the area of the lock, which is also Rosh HaYochid, before Shabbos, use it to open and lock the door on Shabbos, and then return it to that area again on Shabbos. These are the words of Rav Meir. The Chum say, even if the lock is above 10 tefachim, one may place the key on the threshold of the door, use it and return it to the threshold, or you can place it on the windowsill above the door that's less than 4 tefachim, and therefore a makom patur. But if the windowsill is 4 tefachim, it's considered Rosh HaYochan, would be aser. Now, affecting more, the Brisa compares the case of the garden to the case of the store. This must mean that the threshold discussed is one with the status of a Karmelis. If the lock is less than 4 tefachim and therefore makom patur, Rav Meir would not say that it's usher to take the key from the Karmelis to the lock. If the lock is 4 tefachim, the Chama would not allow taking the key from the threshold to the lock. So what's going on? So Abaye said the area of the lock is less than 4, but the door is wide enough that it can be hollowed to make the area of the lock into an area 4x4 tefachim. So the question is, if we view it as being already hollowed out, Rameh says we view it as if it's already hollowed out and therefore it's considered to be Rosh HaYochid. The Chum say we don't view it as such and therefore it's considered to be a Makom Patur. That's why they allow it. Rabbi Bar Abaye said we learned three things from this Brisa. Number one, that Rameh says we view an area as already hollowed out. Number two, that since Rameh allows one to stand on the threshold and use the key to open the lock, he must have attracted his view that it's usher to stand in a Karmelis and open the lock in Rosh HaYochid. And number three, from the fact that the Rabbanon do not allow the transfer of the key from the Karmelis to the window windowsill if it's four tvachim, even though the transfer is happening via the lock, which is a makom patur. We see that the Chacham agree with Rav Diman in the name of Rav Yechanan that a makom patur may not be used to transfer items from one rishus to another. You can use it to fix your packages, but you can't then use it to transfer from one rishus to another. Zakta Mishnah, a bolt that's thicker on one end, which is used to lock a door by being stuck into the threshold, Rabbi Eliezer says it may not be used. In Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi says it may be used. Rabbi Eliezer said, in the Shul and Tveria, they originally allowed it, but Rabbi Gamliel and the elders came and prohibited it. Rabbi Yossi said the story was actually that they originally prohibited it, and Rabbi Gamliel and the elders actually came and permitted it. Zakta Gemara, if the string tied to the bolt is strong enough to lift the bolt, all would agree that the bolt may be used. Machlekes is where the string is not strong enough to do so. Rabbi Yossi says, since the bolt is thicker on one end, which can be used to crush spices, it has the status of a keli, and may therefore will be used on Shabbos because a keli is not used for a boina, for a building. Eliezer says, even so, since it's attached in such a weak manner, it's considered to be totally unattached, in which case it is usher to use.